Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
FM News Talk 97.1. On demand audio.
Joining us now, senior legal fellow with the Heritage Foundation, Hans von Spakovsky. Hans, so great to talk to you again.
Sure, thanks for having me back.
Every time I talk to you, so much has changed, and we talk quite regularly. So the Mueller report gets released Friday. We have the four-page letter that was kind of the summation of that. What was your reaction to the information that came out?
Well, I wasn't surprised at all for two main reasons. Because of the almost three dozen indictments, criminal indictments, that Bob Mueller released over the past 2 years, in every single case, not a single piece of evidence was involved alleging any kind of collusion between Russian officials and the Trump campaign. In fact, many of the indictments had absolutely nothing to do with the campaign at all. So, you know, it's pretty tough to go for 2 years with such an investigation, and you publicly don't reveal any evidence showing any collusion. But also remember, it wasn't that long ago that both the U.S. Senate and U.S. House Intelligence Committees released their reports on their investigations of the very same thing, and they also concluded there was no evidence of any collusion. So I would have been greatly surprised if Mueller's report had come out and said anything different.
Yeah, you've been very consistent. You know, the conversations that we've had, it seems like you've been spot on this entire time. So it's always great to speak with you about this. I got to ask you, this sense of urgency that we're seeing now from Democrats about we have to get the full report. We have to get it ASAP. And a lot of it is hinging on this idea, this kind of open-ended thing that Mueller did with obstruction of justice. What are they expecting to be revealed, or what are they looking for if the whole thing was revealed in regards to Mueller's report?
I think they're just showboating. I think if they get the whole report, they're still not going to have anything. And here's the key thing to keep in mind. Yeah, it's true that Mueller didn't come to any legal conclusion. He didn't put in a legal conclusion on the obstruction of justice charge. He just listed the facts on both sides. And what happened was the attorney general said, after reviewing the report, there's no obstruction of justice. But look, anybody with any sense of common sense and logic will sit there and realize you can't have obstruction of justice when there's no underlying crime. I mean, there was nothing to obstruct because there was no collusion. Plus, look, if the president had actually wanted to obstruct this investigation, what he would have done is he would have fired who? Bob Mueller.
Yeah.
That did not happen. Yeah, he did fire James Comey, but not only did it not affect the Mueller investigation, but remember, he only fired Comey after the recommendation was made to him to fire Comey by both the Attorney General and the Deputy Attorney General because Comey had violated Justice Department protocols mm-hmm. and procedures in the Clinton investigation.
If Robert Mueller couldn't decisively prove an obstruction of justice charge, is Adam Schiff going to be able to pull that off?
No. Like I said, any attempt to do that is just going to make him look foolish because, as I said, how can you obstruct justice if there was no crime to obstruct?
Yeah, I agree with you. We're speaking with Hans von Spakovsky, senior legal fellow at Heritage Foundation. The way I've kind of assessed this and it from my perspective is that the big winners are it basically is Donald Trump and potentially Russia. The losers are Democrats in the United States that's had to suffer through this for 2 years. Do you think that Russia has benefited at all from this 2 years of investigation and tried to make Russia, the boogeyman in the closet that didn't exist? Did they get their power elevated a little bit by this inflation?
No, actually, I think it hurts them because, I mean, the one thing we have to say is that, look, the Mueller's report did say something we all already now know and have known for a while, and that is that the Russians did try to meddle in the United States and in the election by, one, you know, hacking into the DNC and hacking into Hillary Clinton's email servers, and two, by getting on social media platforms and trying to basically sow social chaos, racial chaos in the country. But that's no, that shouldn't be any surprise to anybody either. Why? Because those kind of disinformation campaigns, heck, the Soviet Union, when it was under communist control, they did that kind of thing throughout the entire Cold War for decades. I mean, we knew about it. The only thing that was different in the 2016 election from the way they had always done it in the past was that they graduated to using modern technology, social media platforms, to try to do it.
So in wake of what we know right now, you've got the president referring to the whole Russia probe as a fraudulent probe. Many people are calling for investigations now into the investigation, where it came from, how it started, and what happens next. Do you think that investigations like Lindsey Graham is proposing, do you think that those are necessary?
Yes, and here's why. Look, this Mueller's report is the final nail in the coffin into what started this whole thing, which was the Steele dossier. You know, the dossier which has been proven to be a complete fraud. And yet, that dossier, we know, is what the FBI and Justice Department officials relied on when they went to the secret FISA court and got permission to start electronic surveillance of the Trump campaign. That is the first and only time that has ever happened in American history, is that federal law enforcement and intelligence agencies started secretly investigating a presidential campaign. That needs to be investigated to see if the FISA statute was abused, because if it was, then everyone involved at the FBI and the Justice Department need to be terminated, and they need to potentially be prosecuted for an abuse of the FISA statute.
Yeah, that will continue this story on many more chapters, I assume. You mentioned the dossier. I've heard this from multiple pundits trying to deflate a lot of the damages that they feel like they're taking on. But this idea that the Republicans started the dossier, and somehow or another, any sort of dossier responsibility that you would think would belong to Fusion GPS, paid for by the Hillary campaign and the DNC, that it's not the Democrats who are responsible for it. It's actually the Republicans. Is that true?
No, that's foolish. That's a foolish claim for this reason. Look, campaigns hire opposition researchers all the time to find out things about their opponents. I think the initial research in this thing may have been paid for by Republicans, but they then quit. It was Democrats who took it up, and it was Democrats, Democratic officials and others, who fed this to federal law enforcement and to the Justice Department to get them to open up this electronic surveillance and investigation. That was not done by Republicans. That was done by Democrats. And that's, a potential abuse of the law enforcement powers of the federal government.
Do you have any reason to believe that Robert Mueller left anything on the table, that he didn't look under any stone available to turn over? Did he do a thorough job?
Yeah, there isn't anybody that's going to be able to say he didn't do that. But part of the letter that William Barr sent summarized the 2 years of investigation. Mueller had a staff of almost 60 people, from the lawyers to the FBI agents involved. He served almost 3,000 subpoenas, if you can believe that, 500 search warrants, 230 orders for communication records, and interviewed 500 witnesses. So this was a very thorough, very widespread investigation.
Well, Hans von Spakovsky, a senior legal fellow at Heritage Foundation, your insight always appreciated here. And we will lean in and watch what happens next with this obstruction of justice carrot that Robert Mueller kind of left out there for the people who really needed something to cling to. But it sounds like you don't think it's gonna do too much for him in the long run.
I don't think so at all.
All right. Thank you so much, Hans. We appreciate
sure
you.
Thing.
We'll talk to you soon. H. Von Spakovsky on Twitter, heritage.org.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.